Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 22nd of June, recording at 8:13 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights. And Asian stock markets were pretty well all on the upside today, and with some quite good gains. The best percentage move that I saw is the Japan's Nikkei. Up 491 points, 3.36%. Now, the European stock markets had been mostly up on the day. They were up quite strongly, actually, in the morning, but then those gains were pared back quite sharply because Wall Street did weaken a bit. Right now, Wall Street's recovered a portion, about a third of its declines, but is still down today across the boards. Biggest moves in the Nasdaq comp, which is down 1% as I speak. Elsewhere, the government bonds are all pretty weak in here today. Not big hits, but they've been soft anyway within ranges, and that's potentially important. And the US dollar, this is quite strong in here today. And I had a new rally high for this particular rally, which is a few weeks old, against the Japanese yen, taking it up over 116. And the precious metals and industrial metals, it looks like, all weakened here with the dollar's rally. They'd started off firm in the morning. The dollar was pretty much unchanged, but they've weakened. So gold going from $5 up to $5 down, for instance. And the oil sector, well, it's off the day's highs, but crude's up a little bit. Natural gas is down 1.5 cents as I speak. Okay, so where are we here in the cycle overall? Well, the rally that we've seen in the last few days in stock markets has encouraged a number of people to conclude that perhaps the correction is over and that we now go back up to the highs and through, as we had seen on previous occasions, following what in for almost all indices was a lesser correction, less dramatic, smaller percentage move. I'm talking about corrections really since the important March 2003 low. Now, I don't think markets can rally that strongly, although one has recouped most of the decline, and that's South Africa, big resources producer, of course. But I think the key factor here is not the resources, although that's a big bull theme here, as you know. But the fact that the rand has clearly been targeted. Now, Owen and I have been commenting on this for months and saying that, A, they needed to do that, and there was some evidence that they were beginning to do that. And I commented on it earlier in the week when the dollar, for instance, had broken above 7. I think, did I do that yesterday? I think it was the day before yesterday. And I also had the rand trade weighted index. I posted that as well. Now, that's very good news for the South African miners, because that will a weaker rand really ought to push up the rand price of gold, assuming gold remains relatively steady, and it probably will. But my best guess here on all of these other stock markets, and I don't think South African can certainly advance. It hasn't reached a new high, but it's within striking distance of its highs that we had seen last month. But I don't think that it can carry on up on its own. Definitely not. For pretty well all stock markets, it's the same story here of the type two tops that I had talked about, and I think that this rally is at best part of the right-hand extension phase within the top formations that I talked about. I also had described this as an environment where I thought stock markets would quiet down, and we've certainly seen some of that, and go into just a lower volume ranging phase here overall. I called it the apathy stage, but I certainly am not going to be apathetic about anything. I watch with fascination every single day, and I commend that you do so as well. This is not a time to sort of drop out and lose interest, I find, because I like to just keep monitoring everything that's going on in the markets on a daily basis. A, it's fascinating, and B, it's training. It's what keeps us alert to changes when they occur, and also equally importantly, it keeps one intuitively plugged in, and that's really quite important. Because if you're really on top of the markets, you get a fine intuitive feel for what's going on, often before you see things showing up on the charts, let alone before there's news, fundamental news that's out and out and about. And it's a good way also to stay generally ahead of the crowd, which tends to be a bit reactive overall. So, although I expect the stock markets here to be sort of luffing in the wind for a while, and that I think it's going to be a tricky period here overall between now and say quite possibly the end of October. I have emphasized that I think we've seen most of what's likely to be the downside moves, but I don't think the correction's overall. And I've said all along that central bank policies would be the big factor here, and we do have a situation where I think investors having overreacted perhaps to the central bank tough talk and the Japan liquidity draining business. Then suddenly now they're all coming back and saying, well, maybe this is all discounted and no longer a factor, or maybe they won't raise rates all that much more. And I think overall we're just going to have an environment where there's plenty of uncertainty. And markets don't like that. So I expect this dull period during which I suggest we remain as alert as possible in terms of what's going on. I'm not putting any new money in this market. I think I did say to you if I weren't going in for my reconstructive op here on Monday, that I'd be inclined to let something out on the short side into this rally. But I'm just not going to do anything one way or t'other in here, which is probably sensible policy. I don't want to be adding on extra positions while I'm going to be away from the markets for at least a week. Okay, government bonds. Now I said this is important here because what central banks would like to see, since they've been talking tough as far as the inflation is concerned, and I've said before and written about it that there's humbug and all that because of course it's inflation that they created. What they would like to see is the long-dated government bond yields coming down, but the bond markets have finally begun to wake up in terms of what's actually going on here, and so they're not really cooperating. And we actually had gilt futures, for instance, earlier in the week, moved down to new reaction lows, and the other contracts that I watch, and that's the Aussie and the US and the Euro bunds and the JGBs, so on, these long-dated government bond futures contracts are near the lower side of their current ranges. So again, as I say, the central banks might not like that. They can ignore it. If they wanted to see evidence from the bond market that inflation concerns were abating, now, I don't think inflation concerns have been all that high in the bond market, so maybe they'll just overlook it overall. What they have achieved is jawboning down the commodity markets, and including the precious metals, but they were ripe for a correction anyway, because they had accelerated upwards, always an ending of an unspecified time duration. So, again, this bond market does signal that this is going to be a little bit tricky, uncertain period in here. Not just for investors, but no doubt for the central bankers as well. Now, this dollar strength is interesting. The Fed, despite its wanting to sound tough against inflation, I don't think it's going to like a strengthening dollar all that much. I mean, this isn't a big move yet, and the dollar had, and I don't think it will be, but the dollar hadn't, and the dollar had come down prior to this current rally. But I think that the Fed and the Bush administration and Henry Paulson at the Treasury, of course, part of the Bush administration, would really like to see a dollar moving gently lower, and it's pushing up here a bit right now. Again, I don't think it'll go all that much further, but until it does weaken, that will certainly keep the precious metals in check, because that's a nervous market here. And all these markets are in medium-term corrections, as you have heard me say so many times previously. Now, on the energy story, the natural gas not helped today by the stocks being up a little bit. Up a little bit further. So there's plenty of natural gas around, and that's the important factor here. And there was some cooler weather in parts of the US, and so they were saying that demand for air conditioning might not be as high as they had thought it would be a few days ago. These are minor factors here overall, but with a lot of natural gas currently in storage, it does mean that we need to see. To get that up, we need to see either hotter weather in the US. I'm sure that'll happen at some stage during the summer months, or the big one, the really big one here, which could take natural gas from its current level of $6.42 back up to $10 or higher, would be hurricane threats in the Gulf of Mexico. So that's the biggie. And that's what we saw last year, and it isn't going to be any different this year. But I'm not in the weather forecasting game, except that you know that plenty of hurricanes have been forecast, and this is the season, and we're only just into the very beginning of that hurricane season overall. Crude, well, it's still ranging here on the lower side of this current range. There is lateral chart support around that 68-69 level. I did say the other day that I felt we needed to see an upward dynamic. From the lower side of that current range, I think it was down around $69 at the time, just to reaffirm that lateral support. It didn't do that. It rallied up off it over a few days and has continued to be quietly steady in here today. So no big drama really. One or two stock markets getting a rebound, but as I say, the going gets tougher here in terms of extending the rallies. These markets, if they sell off, stock markets sell off for a week or so now at these levels, then that can easily set them up for a technical rally. But if they rally for a week or so, then I think it gets harder to extend those gains. Why is that? Well, partly because we've lost the momentum traders for a while, because markets are had broken those upward trends overall, and most of those momentum traders were long momentum traders. And we have got concern over the liquidity overall, and because markets had come down very rapidly, there are stale bulls overhead who want to lighten positions on the rally, so that introduces new supply, and some of the trading fraternity would also consider short selling, and the people who have the cash to put in the market are saying, "What's the hurry? Wait until September, October, see how things look then." So thus this lull period here. People will concentrate on the sport on the television instead of sport in the markets. And that's pretty much it. So, again, all the best.